Blog Talk Radio.
You want real? I got real. Welcome to my house. Brick house. You heard?
American style, love, love, love.
Today is Sunday, February 8th, 2015, and you are now listening to The Brick House. Once again, my name is Brick. Thank you for joining us this evening. We started out today with Bob Marley. Is This Love? Bob Marley's birthday was Friday, I believe. And had he lived, you got to wonder what the world would be like today if he was still here. Would we still be, I think we'd still be where we are. But we would have some, I'm sure you'd have some really, really conscious input, on what's going on today. So, today I have absolutely no idea where our landlady is, First Lady of Phone Fantasy Radio, The Crush. So she won't be joining me today, but I'm not going to do it alone. Y'all going to be alone? No, I'm not going to be alone. No. I have company. You are starting to become quite familiar with this gentleman. He has joined us for a couple of shows. He is very, very, very well-spoken. He's very, very, very educated, very smart individual brother. You know, we got to give our brother some shine, every chance we get. So I want to bring him on. He was on a couple of weeks ago. Actually, he was on last week. No, he was on last week with us, but the week before that, he was on our show, and he was also on La Crush's show. I believe it was The Honey Pot, and he was also on her, what's wrong with my memory today? Anyway, welcome from The Boogie Down. His name is The City. The City is joining us today. City, you're on?
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, everyone. I want to say what's up to Brick and La Crush, who's not available, but also want to say shout out to all the listeners out there. Hope you all had a great weekend, just preparing for this All-Star weekend that's going to be here. So I'm really excited about that. It's going to be a lot of things happening in the city. You know what I mean, Brick?
I hear what you're saying, bro. I hear what you're saying. And it's a good thing because, we could use the revenue that the All-Star game is going to bring, definitely.
Yes, we can. Definitely. Yes, we can.
So, City, today we'll be talking about love because, as you know, Valentine's Day is next week Friday. And
yes.
No, that's through the Saturday.
It's actually
next
Saturday,
week Friday.
Right.
Saturday, correct. Thank you. Next week, Saturday, is Valentine's Day. It's a big day for some, and some it's a day of misery. But for some, they see it as a day. it's misery for some. Some people hate it. Some people love it. I'm on the fence. I'm not really too sure how I feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just basically think that, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day, every day is a Valentine's Day.
Right.
People's opinions vary. But we're going to just be talking about, it's going to be an easy show today, We're going to take it easy. Every once in a while, we ain't got to be serious every week. Every once in a while, we can get crazy. We can let our hair down.
Have some fun.
We're going to chop it up here for as long as we can and just, listen to a couple of smooth grooves while we're at it.
And politics, as always. Yes.
So,
as always.
City.
Yes.
Valentine's Day. What does Valentine's Day mean to you?
Well, honestly, Valentine's Day is not the same, simply because my mother, God rest her soul, she's been gone for 4 years. This makes the 5th year she's been gone, and she totally loved Valentine's Day. She was always, even when I didn't have anyone in my life, she was the main person who I always could count on and rely on and know that I would always get a card from her. We would always exchange gifts. I would, being that I lived in New York and she lived in Maryland, I would send her flowers or roses or, whatever she wanted or something, a token of my love for her and appreciation for her, because she carried me for 9 months and she raised me to be a very good man. So Just want to say happy Valentine's Day for mother. May she rest in peace, you know, and I hope to see her real, you know, I don't hope to see her anytime soon, but, you know, hope she hears me, you know. I don't want to go nowhere anytime soon, but Valentine's Day is, to me, honestly, I don't celebrate Valentine's Day just Valentine's Day. I celebrate it with, you know, it's to me, it's an everyday thing, but Valentine's Day should be every day, personally, but Valentine's Day is to recognize a person or persons who have been a major inspiration to you throughout the year or over the year. They don't have necessarily be a girlfriend or boyfriend. It could be whomever. It could be a grandparent. It could be an aunt. It could be an uncle. It could even be a friend, you know? So, I mean, that's what I think Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day should be every day, but my own interpretation of it is that it's just giving recognition to a person or persons whom you love. You want to recognize that they have been a blessing to you. So, in essence, you exchange cards or whatever the situation is. But again, my belief is that Valentine's Day is every day, just like any other holidays is Valentine's Day. To me, Valentine's Day now is just a way of making the stores make a lot of money. That's all. Because it's Christmas and then Valentine's Day are the two highest paid, you know, areas in retail, period, across the board. Black Friday, Christmas, and Valentine's Day are the three main holidays where they make a lot of money. You know, but my thought pattern, Brick, is Valentine's Day is every day. Not just, you know, and it's crazy. It's so funny because a lot of people tend to, you know, oh, well, let me get my boo so I'll get me some, you know, give me a little some loving or something like that. And they do it for one. They treat them like doo-doo. And then they get, you know, they treat them like doo-doo for the whole 364 days out of the year. And that one day, you know, that man will be nice or that woman will be nice for a couple of days. They know Valentine's Day is coming up. And they get all booed up, you know what I'm saying? And then, boom, it's after Valentine's Day. It's back to square one. They're back to arguing, fussing, and fighting. Or the man will break up with the woman a couple of days before Valentine's Day so he don't have to buy her nothing. And then he'll fling it and do some game and then boom, boom, boom. What's good, Ma? You know, I was mad. You know, I need a couple of days myself. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have to buy any gifts for other. Can you dig it?
You see, it's amazing that you mentioned that. Okay? Because... yeah, a sister fell victim to that, too. You know, my view on Valentine's Day is this. I hate it. I don't like it. Now, I understand the sentimental value it has to you because that was something that, you know, you and your mother shared. And, you know, it's a good thing when you have that type of connection. But I connect Valentine's Day to being stood up, to being game ran on, to being told some stupid excuse, to getting, you know, basically getting a gift on, you know, Side Chicks Day, which anyone who's unfamiliar with Side Chicks Day is February 15th. Okay, that's when all the side chicks and thots get their gifts. Okay.
Yeah, that's true, because, you know, on the 14th, they boot up with their, you know what I'm saying, their main squeeze, and then they got cheap for the 15th.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then they can get everything like 65% off to 70% off.
Right.
But they try to get rid of all them chocolates that's still sitting there. So, you know, this is what, and then. Exactly. And then they're going to run game on me, talk about some, I already had it. It was just in my closet. It wasn't in your closet. And then you sit there and leave the right receipt right in the bag that you're giving it to me in. Come on. Come on, son. You know, so this is what I've had to go through. I can't stand it. I don't like it because I think that it's too commercialized. You know, there's too much pressure put on individuals like myself, okay? Because, you know, I remember being in high school. Now, I went to Boys and Girls High School. Anybody familiar in Brooklyn know that this was when Frank Mickens was the principal. Now, Frank Mickens was, God bless the, you know, dead because he's passed on. But he was the type of principal who was a stickler. He was mean as I don't know what. And He had so many rules in his school. Your skirt couldn't be this high. You couldn't wear earrings. You couldn't this, you couldn't that, couldn't this. But for some reason, on Valentine's Day, this man had a heart. Okay? So what he used to do was he would allow deliveries to come in the school. Like, let's just say,
really?
You know, you had. Yes, he'd allow deliveries. So if you had, I guess, a class or something like that, I guess the delivery person would go upstairs to your room and bring whatever was there. So they would come up in the balloon. Next thing you know, there are flowers and balloons, girls walking around with all these balloons in the hallway, big boxes of candy, all this stuff. And you just sitting there like, ain't nothing coming for me. You know, looking like Sealy waiting for a letter on the color purple. Anything come for me? Nothing. Nothing ever came for me, you know? So this is what I had to go through. And I think that it was so much pressure. I mean, I would cry every year.
Break.
Yeah, because I would hope that, you know what, I would get with some dude. Either dude would break up before the day, or, you know, it would be some kind of excuse. You know, I don't have any money. But yet and still, you know what I'm saying, you going to the store, you buying yourself a hero and, you know, some chips and a soda. You couldn't spend that money and get me a little 99-cent heart from a 99-cent store. You know?
Right.
I mean, you know, you know, and I'm like, wow, no, I don't get anything, nothing. And this continued, City, this continued into my adulthood. It was like the nightmare of my childhood. I thought, okay, I'm grown now. Things are going to get better for me now. You know, I'm dealing with grown men. Same issue.
Yeah.
Same nonsense. If anything,
yeah, I understand. But like I said, I just want to say on the air that, you know, you are special. You know, you're special. You really are special and a great friend to me, and I appreciate you so much. And I just want to say to you personally on air, happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. It's my second happy Valentine's. Thank you. You know, it's so sad.
Yeah.
I know it's pathetic.
You good people.
Thank you, City. Thank you. That's from the bottom of my heart. Because, I mean, you know, I'm sitting here now like, wow, do I have a Valentine this year? You know, and I got a wonderful card. Shout out to Fuzzy for giving me that beautiful card in my mailbox. I pulled it out and said,
yeah, shout out to her. I saw it, you know what I'm saying? Nice.
Yes,
I saw
you
posted
know,
it on Facebook. Very nice.
Yes, you know I had to post it because, you know, I don't get nothing. So when I saw that,
I
was like, wow. I was so impressed.
Yeah.
I said, I'm special. I'm so special. I felt so good. I was in here dancing, doing the cabbage patch because I don't get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm the type of simple girl. City, you just get me a rose or just pick me up a dandelion from the grass and say, here, this is for you. I'm like, But you know what the problem I got is? Yo, you got dudes at work, make about $60,000 a year, and still think that you're going to hand me a dandelion. No. That was cute when you ain't got no money. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got no money. You humble. You know, I ain't got much, but I got you. You know, I got this. You know, I got dudes still. Listen, I got this. No, you better go to that ATM and get some cash and get some, you know, and I don't want to suck a gold digger because I'm not, City. But my thing is, why a man afraid to spend money?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that question because I'm not in that category. But,
okay, you got boys. You got boys.
Yeah, I got
you boys.
But the majority of the dudes I rock with, they're married, so they do it anyway automatically. You know, they're married men. So
okay, but
and
it wasn't always married.
Do rock? Huh? No, they weren't
always married.
But no, but I'm just saying. You're saying the dudes I know. I know a lot of dudes, but still, it doesn't mean that, you know what I'm saying? Some of them probably still do it, you know, but again, you know, we all old now. We all over 40 and stuff, so, you know, those things we don't do no more, you know. Everybody trying to stay with it, you know, trying to stay with a tenderoni or get a tenderoni, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. Like I said, for the 40 and over crew that rock with me, majority of us, we already know because, you know, we came up back in the days, you know. You know what I'm saying? Breakfast came from back in the day. So it's a, you know, different situation. Totally different situation. But I get where you're coming from, but I don't know too many dudes that's going to do that. You know what I'm saying? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I do know some dudes that do have side chicks and they have got the, you know, little wifey at home or whatever. But that's on them. They ain't my business. You dig? So ain't my business at all. So I don't know. but
mm-hmm.
Some of them probably still do it. But again, like I said, we don't rock like that. It's just once in a while we rock together. So, you know what I'm saying? It's not like I talk to them on a consistent basis. You know what I'm saying? We normally link up, you know, when the weather breaks. You know what I'm saying? Like every now and then. So, but I remember us being in high school. We, you know, a lot of them did that. You know, in high school, I remember. High school, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the majority of us was broke. So, you know what I'm saying? You know, we'll get a couple dollars from Mom Dukes or whatever. And then we'll go down and buy a little $2-3 little heart, little shaped thing. You know what I'm saying? And give it to the girl, something like that. You know what I'm saying? A little dollar balloon. You know, back in the day, you get $3. So you can get you a nice little Valentine's Day gift, a little tenderoni. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know why they do that. You know what I'm saying? That remains, I can't answer that because I've never done that. I've always been a gentleman about it, you know what I'm saying? So I don't
mm-hmm.
know. Even when I was out there bugging, you know what I'm saying? I still was a gentleman, though. Because what I would do is I would give them, sometimes, you know, when I was out there doing my thing, I would give them Valentine's Day early. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
I give it to my 2 days before and say, yo, listen, you know the situation or whatever. You know, being my shorty, I'm going to give it to you 2 days before or day before. That's me. That's how I did. You know, when I was out there. I ain't out there no more, you know what I'm saying? I'm throwing the stick, so.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing. Mm-hmm. That's definitely a good thing. But, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's a struggle. It's a struggle.
Yeah, it is a struggle. I mean, it is a struggle. It most definitely is a struggle, without a doubt. I mean, for both parties, you know, you're not the only one that don't get gifts. There's some dudes that are in relationships that don't get gifts either. So think about them, too. I mean, everybody always say the woman doesn't get anything. But more or less, there are men that don't get anything from their women either, and they're good men. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it can go both ways. So, you know, it's unfortunate, but it happens to men and women. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But the good thing is that, you know, it's all right, you know, but my thing is, you know, this weekend, you know, I'm trying to get this money, so I'm gonna be working, hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Golf,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be working this weekend, so I'm good, you know. I mean, Valentine's Day, I have to do the Valentine's Day another day, you know, but I got to make that
mm-hmm.
money. You know, sometimes if it's work-related situations, you got to do what you got to do. Because you got to eat. Bills still got to be paid.
Yep. That's true.
So, other than that,
mm-hmm.
Rick, what else
mm-hmm.
is going on in your world?
Other than that, you know, the whole Valentine's shenanigans and nonsense. I'm just
mm-hmm.
really kind of, you know, I know we're talking about love today, but, you know, I'm just really kind of put out, city. I'm really just kind of fed up with a lot of things.
Okay,
you know?
So speak your piece. Speak your piece.
I'm fed up with, you know, men and just men in general. It's just, the list is so long that it's not even funny. You know, it's just, I mean, I'm tired of the blowing hot 1 minute, you know, freezing cold the next. You know, I'm tired of the passiveness. I'm tired of the nonchalant behavior and attitude. It's just
women
that, I don't know, it's like,
thing.
Excuse me?
Women do the same exact thing.
But we're talking
sometimes
about
women can,
now.
Women. No, but I'm saying sometimes women could be a pain in the ass, honestly, real talk. They really can.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
But God,
I'm listening.
You're tired. You're tired of the nonchalantness. Go ahead, and I'm going to tell you what I'm tired of, too. I ain't tired of it anymore because I'm cool, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
stuff I used to go through, you know, yeah. I could share that. But, God, you tired of nonchalantness. What else? I'm listening.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, talk.
Can I, okay? That's another thing, the impatience of men. It's just like men all seem to be on, well, the men I meet and the ones
mm-hmm.
that I encounter seem to be on some really ridiculous remixed type of deal, you know, and it's
and women
just,
too. Y'all
listen,
too.
You're gonna
y'all
sit
got
there ad lib women too every time I say something, you know,
you ask me
what's on
truth.
My mind.
Okay, good. I'm letting you speak your mind, but I'm also
okay.
gonna interject on certain things because it goes both ways. It's not just
well, I know everything goes both
women.
Ways when at the end of the day. But
okay,
this is
got
my
okay.
5 minutes.
I just want to put that out there. Okay, got you. Okay, I'm gonna let you talk. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So, as I was saying, it's just a lot of back and forth nonsense, a lot of, you know, expectations and you know, and it's like, for it seems like, you know, men have, like, it's like the roles have almost reversed in some way. It's almost as if men have become more whinier about what they're not going to do, you know, versus, you know, I'm not doing this and I'm not doing that. Oh, I don't want to do that. Just crabby all of a sudden, you know? It's just really, 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 it's difficult to explain. It's really difficult to explain. But it's just that I'm just really fed up with a lot of, you know, the BS that I see a lot of men do. You know, it's just, I'm just tired of the game playing, you know? I'm tired of you know, the lies, the deceit, you know? I'm just
mm-hmm.
tired of it. It seems
can
like
I ask you
I'm
a question?
Just encountering it left or right. Yes, you may.
Can I ask you a question? Okay.
Sure.
Now, you said you're tired of the nonchalant, the deceit, the lies, and everything. But what do you add to that? I mean, what about some women who see the signs early on, but yet and still they continue? Can you answer that for me?
The lies continue.
No. The question I'm saying is, why is it when women see early symptoms
mm-hmm.
that you're talking about, why is it that they don't step to it and handle that up front? Immediately.
Because when we do, y'all call us bitches. That's why.
well,
we do, it's like, oh God, here go one of them. You know,
sweetheart,
oh, she's...
Sweetheart, I don't call women bitches. You heard me? Excuse me. I don't call women bitches. You feel me? I don't have to call them a bitch. There's so many other words in the English language that
I'm aware
far more
of them. Okay, well, let me rephrase.
A bitch.
Let me rephrase. I don't mean bitches in, like, in the literal sense. I'm talking about you accuse a woman of, okay, she's just, you know, a bitchy behavior. You understand what I'm saying?
Got
like,
it.
Oh,
okay.
she's
okay.
difficult. She's this, she's that, you know, because we're assertive.
Women are difficult. Women are the dick dude. Women are pain in the behind. Women are nags sometimes. They are. They can be. Just like men can be nags and over whatever you want to say. It goes both ways. You can't speak on one thing. If you're going to speak about everything, don't speak one part. Speak on it all. Right?
Mm-mm-mm. I hear you.
I'm asking you. I'm asking you to respond to that. Or let's say this. I'll put it like this. What about the women that allow men to do whatever they want to do to them? What about that? And nobody complains unless something happens where they get put on blast and now they want to complain. But they already knew the situation from day one. What about that?
Okay.
I'm hearing crickets.
No, you're not hearing any crickets, okay? That, like you said, City, I can't answer for all women.
Okay, well, being that you set up, then tell me why in your past, if you know, has that happened to you, because it happens to every woman on this earth. every woman done had a side man. Every woman done, you know, to some degree done dealt with a male to some degree. So why is it that women, in general, still continue to deal with these individuals when they know the circumstances?
Because, okay, women, most women, have very good mm-hmm. hearts. They have good hearts, and basically what they want is that, you know, we feel the need. We're nurturers. We're nurturers by nature. So we want to fix things that are broken. We want to, you know, be the difference in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? We want to be, you know, a positive influence, okay?
Right.
So we take these broken things and we decide that, you know what, let's you know, let's play Build-A-Man or Build-A-Bear, like I call it. You know, let's just, you know, see if we can,
okay.
you know, fix this. And the thing is that... Go ahead.
Well, how can you build a man that's already built already? I mean, he tells you up front what the circumstances are in general, and you all agree. All right,
mm-hmm.
I'll rock with it, no problem. So what's up with that? If y'all know
because,
already,
like
already,
I said,
but how
every woman wants to be the difference.
But how are you building them up when that situation arrives? How are you building them up?
Because, okay, this is it. Okay, let me give you an example. Okay, you know how
okay,
it is
cool.
when... Let's just say how it is when you apply for a job or something like that. You're going for a job,
mm-hmm.
and let's just say they say that this job entails for you to stand for long periods of time. And you're like, okay,
mm-hmm.
yeah, okay, I got to stand for long periods. I'm not really with that, but I want the job. So you're going to
mm-hmm.
say, yes, I can stand for long periods of time because I want this job. And you say, you know what? I'll cross that bridge when I come to it. That's how women
okay.
see men. Okay, we're like, you know what? Yeah, he's saying he don't want a relationship, but you know what? I want to be in there so bad that you know what? I'm gonna be the difference. I'm gonna be the deciding factor of you know the situation. I'm gonna make him change, and that's the
mm-hmm.
common mistake that we do. Think that we can change, okay, a leopard's spots. We can't do that, okay. And this is what a lesson that I have had to learn the hard way. And this is a lesson that a lot of sisters are learning probably right now as we speak, that you cannot change a leopard spots, okay? We want to, you know, like, we try to treat men like the $6 million man. We can rebuild him. We cannot rebuild a man, okay? Basically, it's just not going to happen, you know? We could maybe be, you know, make him into, you know, like RoboCop. You know, but RoboCop still had his original brain, right? So you can't rewire
mm-hmm.
that. So you could take a man who is not a good dresser, you know, whose, you know, breath stank, whose, you know, hair is disheveled. You could take that man and make him over, you know what I'm saying, to look like the Ebony Man on the cover of Ebony Magazine. But if he's in his mind, shiftless, don't want to work, don't want to do anything,
mm-hmm.
you could dress him in Brooks Brothers suits and he will still be shiftless, you know?
Right, but
so
you
what
can't,
we
right, but
need
you can't,
to do, mm-hmm.
right, but you can't change a man. A man will change when he's ready to change.
Exactly.
So you can do
exactly.
as much as you want to do, but if he's not willing to budge, it doesn't make any sense.
Exactly. So to all the sisters out there that are in the process of trying to make a man over, let me stop you dead in your tracks. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not going to get done. You can forget it. It's not going to happen.
What about the bitter women out there, though? What about the bitter women out there?
I don't like
that
word. Don't say that word around me. Don't say that word.
Why not?
I'm
asking a question. Why is there so many bitter women out here?
I don't like that term. So
why?
I don't care how many, because bitter
no,
is
no, 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 no. You cannot change. You cannot tell me how I should ask the question.
Listen,
I didn't tell you how to ask the question.
I said
listen,
I don't like
you
that term.
You don't like that term. But I'm asking
no, I don't.
You, why is there so many, why? Why are there so many angry women? How about that? Is that better?
No, I don't like that term either.
Okay, well then, how else should I put it? I'm very black and white, so So how should I put it?
I like the term disgruntled, basically. That's what I like. Because angry dogs get angry. You understand what I'm saying? You know, animals get angry.
No. Angry, no. Folks get angry, too. You dig? That, you're straight up and down. Folks get angry. But I said angry because angry is nicer than saying bitter. Because bitter triggers anger in the black race, especially in the black woman. She ready to kill you. You call me bitter? You call me bitter? You call me bitter?
Exactly. Yes.
She ready to fight you. But come on. Come on.
And I'm raising my hand because I'm one of them. Don't call me bitter. You know what I'm saying?
I said,
I know
why
that. I'm saying in general. Basically, I'm like, don't call me bitter.
But why does that word trigger such animosity if it's true?
Let's see. What is that, City? What is that you just said to me? What kind of double remix man talk nonsense is that you just said? You think I'm stupid or something? I know exactly what you said, but come on.
I know that. I'm just having fun.
All right,
with
come
you.
On. Don't do that.
I'm just messing with you.
I know you are. You know how to get my goat, see?
I sure do get up on your skin.
Yes. And I don't like that term, bitter, in the least.
But Brick, I'm asking, okay, all just aside, seriously, why does that word trigger such much anger in the black community, seriously,
something is bitter, okay, when something is bitter, there's no coming back from that. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, okay, like a grapefruit. You can sprinkle as much sugar as you want on a grapefruit, but it's still bitter. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I guess it depends on the type of grapefruit it is, because this is, you know, a different type of grapefruit. There's some grapefruit that's actually sweet.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm getting mad. I'm saying, am I right or wrong?
Yes, there is some grapefruit that's actually sweet.
All right.
Yes.
So that's my point. So
well, I'm
saying,
okay. Well, let's talk about the yellow grapefruit.
You have to be specific in terms of what type of grapefruit you're talking about.
Okay. Well, we're talking about yellow grapefruits.
Okay.
They're
cool.
Not
okay.
Sweet.
Cool. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
So when you it doesn't matter how much sugar you put on top of that thing, it's still bitter. You understand what I'm saying? And look, once you're bitter, you can't come back from bitter. You understand what I'm saying? A lemon is bitter, and it's going to always be bitter. You can't. There's no getting around it. It's like there's no way out of it. There's no up. And when I think of a bitter woman, I think of a woman that is just stuck. There's no way out of it. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, what you're feeling now, your angst, your aggression, your disgruntledness, it's that's what you're feeling. You understand what I'm saying? When someone's disgruntled, you know, you're like, I can't, you know, this situation here, you know, it's this happens to me, and you're not happy, like a disgruntled shopper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my thing is that it's like when you're bitter, you can't come back from bitter, and that's why I don't like that term, because everybody, you know, no matter what you went through, you can undergo, you know, a healing process. You heal and you get better. Bitter, there's no coming back from that. That's why I don't like bitter, you know.
Okay.
So when you ask why are so many women disgruntled concerning men, it's because no matter what they do, no matter how many times they change it up, remix it, walk backwards, walk forwards, hop on one foot, no matter how they get there, they always meet the same type of dude. And I'm
well,
one of those
that's
women.
Their fault. That's their fault. That's their
no,
fault.
No, it's not their fault.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is their fault that they meet the type of dudes they meet. Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
When you change your circle, come on. Now, I'm talking from my own personal experience. I have changed my circle. Okay, they say, okay, well, if you don't like the people that are around you, change your circle. I have changed my circle numerous times, and I have still encountered the same type of man. It doesn't
that
matter.
Is because
it doesn't.
You are what you eat. If you attract the same type of men, you have to look at it and say, is it something that I'm doing as a person? You know what I'm saying? You have to look at yourself in general. I'm not saying you personally. I'm saying, but a person has to look at themselves and say, well, why am I attracting the same type of people? I may change my environment, my situation. Huh? I'm sorry?
I don't agree with that.
What did you say?
I don't agree with that.
Okay, you may not agree with it, but it's truth, though, because, again, you are what you need. Plain and simple, you are.
But, see, I don't eat it.
If it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, what is it? A duck, right?
No. I'm not even playing that, because let me tell you something. There are a lot of wolves in sheep's clothing out there, okay?
True.
And there are a lot of women that can relate to what I'm saying here. There are a lot of wolves
and there are a lot of women that are in wolf sheep's clothing, too. We're not talking
about women now. We're talking about men. Stop flipping it back to women. You can't ask me about men, and then when I tell you something, well, there are women, and women do it, too. Come on. We're talking
right,
about men
all right,
now.
All right, go ahead. Speak your case. Speak your case, because I'm going to get everybody mad tonight, because I'm telling the truth.
You're telling the truth according to city, not the truth according to the way it really is.
No, I'm speaking in terms of all men across America and around the world who feel the same way I feel. Or I have such. Nothing according to city. It's truth is truth. You call a duck, it is a duck. It's quack, quack, quack. That's what they are.
You know what? I can't mess with you. See? You see what I have to go through, ladies and gentlemen? This is what I have to deal with.
Who's you?
And he has no sense.
Okay.
You know, I mean,
it's
ridiculous.
I'm trying to keep
my cool, ladies and gentlemen. I'm trying to keep, you know, and not laugh because he's so silly that he just makes us laugh. And if I start laughing, I'm not going to stop. So that's why I'm really trying not to.
Okay. I'll stop. I'm going to stop joking. Okay, go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry.
I lost my train of thought now. I have no idea what I was going to
you
say.
Said
but you're listening
you
to The Brick House. And this is I'm Brick, and I'm joined by the city. And we're going to take a short break now. We're gonna take a break because we've been going for 45 minutes now. Does it seem like it?
No, not at all.
Yeah, we've been through half the show already. So we basically are going to take a little break, and we're going to pause for
some. I'm enjoying myself. Are you enjoying yourself,
Greg? I'm enjoying myself, too, because, you know, you get under my skin, though, but you know what? I'm enjoying myself, definitely.
Cool.
So
That's all that matters.
So we're going to break for a second.
Family. You know what I'm saying?
You have
Come
no
on
sense.
Now. Come on, girl.
So,
I got my brother and me. Come on, girl. Come on.
Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, tonight,
family.
I don't know if any of you are aware, but today's the Grammys are coming on tonight. Just sit in the corner and do your thing. But the Grammys are coming on tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know. I think they're coming on maybe 8 o'clock, maybe in a few minutes. I don't know what time they're coming on. But anyway, you know, the Grammys are coming on, and you know, the usual people are nominated, Beyonce and all them people, you know, getting awards and stuff. Taylor Swift, if you like Taylor Swift. I kind of like her. She's cool. And, you know, you have other guys. But this dude that I'm about to play now is coming up. And, you know, his album is The Truth City. You got to get this dude's album. You got to get his album. It's The Truth. And you know what? It's so sad that Sam Smith, have you heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him, but I've never heard any of his music.
His music is excellent. He did that song Stay With Me. I love that song. And, you know, his music is very, and it's like, you know what, see, we got to have a show about this here, too, because I'm wondering, where are all my black people? You know, you realize the last black album I bought was,
I can't remember
the last black album I bought.
The Miss Education of Lauren was the last one I bought.
Wow,
that
you see how long ago that was? You know, I think the last black album I bought was it the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, Black Eyed Peas, yeah.
Oh, my God, are they black?
Yeah.
Black Eyed Peas was the last black album I believe I bought. Ever since then, I've been buying white albums because that's basically what I've been enjoying. Like, I bought Justin Timberlake. You know, his album is The Truth. Yo, don't sleep on Justin Timberlake.
He's a
That's an honorary
ball,
black
man
right there. I inducted him into the honorary
no,
crossover.
He is not an honorary black man.
He's a crossover.
You are the color you are.
He's a crossover. I've nominated him. He's a crossover. And Sam Smith, I just got his album. You know, I haven't bought a black album in so long. People, what's going on, black people? Black people, where the album's at? Why y'all letting these white boys come in and take all our music? Shout out to Russ in London. That's my white boy. I love Russ. Shout out to John over there in I think he's in Ohio. Those are our white boys.
Yeah, what's good, John?
Anyway.
John, what's good, my brother? What's good, man?
Yeah.
Yo, he's a funny dude, too, man.
Isn't he funny?
So yeah,
I hope the dog
dude,
is okay, John, because he just cussed the dog out on the air, you know? He's hilarious.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're going to get into, I'm going to play this one by Sam Smith. I love this song. Listen to a city, you know, let it marinate, let it marinate, let it, you know, aroma, 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 feel it.
I'm
going to get your opinion on it when I get back.
Peppermint
tea.
There
you go. Take a sip. I'm going to give me some water and wet my whistle. And then we're going to come back and then we're going to listen to city, dog the women out. So 805-830-8320 if you want to call in. Our chat room is open. Go to phonefantasyradio.com. Click on the live, tune in live link, and you'll see our chat room. And you can post any questions, or you can get at Big City and cuss him out through there. You know, whatever. Whatever is your pleasure. He's here for you to basically torment ladies. Get him.
I'm not going to happen.
We'll be right back. This is Sam Smith.
Remember, I'm alpha.
Oh my God, you're in the alpha. I don't want to hear about no alpha.
Bring it on.
Alpha kick rocks and Jesus sandals. Anyway, this is Sam Smith, guys. We will be right back. This is the Brick House. You heard.
Yeah, a new disease in my town called idiotic. Every pretty lady in my city got it. Point blank, periodic. We empty seats, dining Cipriani's like Beyonce. They're getting by or they're getting body. So Sasha fears, a whole lot of tears. Rolling down her cheeks, crying till she sound asleep. Sleep, preach, preach, pray. That today is not a lonely one. You gotta know you're not the only one.
You and me, we made a vow. And a wrong voice. I can't believe you let me down. But the proof's in the way it hurts. For months on end, I've had my doubts, denying every tear. I wish this would be over now, but I know that I still need you here.
I know I'm not the only one. one half of the True Brothers, Ray Gay. Do you need a website for your business or organization? Well, check out my friends at Crush Creations Web Production and Services. They put together our website over at TruthBrothersRadio.com, and it's been getting rave reviews. Whether it's custom graphics, website design and development, to social media consultation, Crush Creations has the tools and the talent to help make your website a hit. Even if you're managing your own website, Crush Creations offers support services such as Web Concierge and tech support services to help make your life a little bit easier. Give them a call at 855-360-8616. That's 855-360-8616. Or go online at www.crushcreations.com. Crush Creations Web Production Services. They have the tools and the talent to help make your website a hit.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Hello, hello. We are back. I am Brick Wilkes, and you are listening to The Brick House. I am joined once again by my co-host for the evening, the city from the Boogie Down, City, City, City.
Hey, yeah. What's going on, everybody? Yeah,
he's
what's
back.
Going on?
He's back. I know you were hoping he hung up, but he's back. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Anyway, that was Sam Smith. Not the only one. He's up for 6 Grammys. I think he's, like, leading the Grammy nominations this year. He's up for, like, 6 Grammys against Beyonce. I believe she has 6, too. I don't know.
Yeah.
She has 17 Grammys already. She needs to just let it go, you know? But that was Sam Smith. What did you think about Sam Smith, City?
I'm feeling that song. I've heard that song play on the airwaves many times, but I really like that, you know, that ambiance with the little hip-hop in there, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that was Kanye or whoever. You know, that was hot. That's the best
that was
one
a
I like.
Hot
I mean,
right?
Yeah, that was, yeah, I'm
yeah.
feeling that. I'm feeling that, really, really.
Yeah,
feeling that.
Yeah, he's
like,
really
like,
good.
Like, I would rock that.
Right? Isn't it cool? I heard. I was like, "Whoa,
yeah,
listen to his voice."
Yeah, I would rock that in my whip loud so the whole block could hear it.
Wow, now that says a lot, y'all. Cause that he, you know, him in his car, him in it. I see your videos posted where you like rocking out in the car. I'm like, wow, he in the car rocking out. Should he be in the car rocking out with that music? So that says a lot if he's saying he's rocking out in the car. Okay, definitely a wonderful, I love that song. I think his voice is so mellifluous. It's just very,
it's different. It's different.
Yeah, different,
it's
right?
Different.
Is it different
like
from what you're hearing now
different.
On the radio?
Yes, very,
that's
very
why
much.
I think I like it, because it's different.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to Sam Smith. I hope he takes all 6 of them, because that album is fire. The whole album is good. Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt. But I want to go back real quick and wish Bob Marley, you know, a happy birthday.
Oh,
you know, I'm a Bob Marley enthusiast, and, you know, I love all his music. You know, I love all his music, and he definitely set the tone, put the tone in reggae music in very high regard. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, he
put
did.
It in a very high standard.
Yes,
you know,
he
and
did.
I just want to send a, no doubt. I just want to give a shout-out to the House of Blues, you know what I'm saying, where I work at, their security, you know what I'm saying, for his tribute at B.B. King. You know what I'm saying? It was a blast. I had a lot of fun messing folks,
great.
You know, network, you know. So it was a great, great opportunity. So I just want to send a shout out to the head of security, Patrick, you know what I'm saying, doing big things. And my man, Kevin, doing big things. I want to send a shout out to Siobhan, you know, all these folks who were in the house last night. It was definitely a treat, you know what
Wonderful.
I'm saying? So definitely
great.
A treat.
Great. You know what? Anybody who's ever been down there knows that that's an excellent spot to chill at, to vibe with, to just listen to some good music over a couple of drinks and just vibe.
And it was live entertainment. It was live entertainment, too.
Yes.
Live
entertainment, people. Not a serial system. Not a sound system. It's live. So all of those instruments are coming live, and it sounds amazing. So you definitely... If you're in New York already, you should have been there. I don't know why you haven't been. And if you're not, when you come to New York, that's definitely a spot you want to check out. Over there on 42nd, you definitely want to check that out. Amazing.
Times Square,
Yes, the entire square. Shout out to Times Square, a staple
in New York City right there. That's a landmark right there, 42nd.
Yes.
So
yes,
shout out to 42nd Street in New York City. And we're talking about love, American style here on the Brick House here. It's an easy show today, getting ready for Valentine's Day coming up. And when we last left off, you know, City was going to, he asked me a question about why a woman, he used the B word, and it's not bitch, bitter, which I hate that word, but he asked why are women so bitter, and I was trying to explain to him that, you know, women are just really disgruntled and tired of encountering the same type of individual. And City was so bold as to say that we are what we eat, meaning that we have to ask ourselves why we're attracting Barneys instead of Fred Flintstone. So on that note, I'd just like to answer that and rebut what he said, that, you know, it's like basically blaming us for the reason why we're attracting such nuts and morons and deviants. And I refuse to take responsibility for attracting a deviant and a nut, okay? That says nothing about myself. You understand what I'm saying? I am not a mental defect. You understand? And the thing about it is that it seems like I meet, for some reason, pathological liars. And I am not a liar. Where'd I hear that from? Anyway, I am not.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, if I see you.
Yeah, okay.
Don't laugh. Yeah, okay. No. I am not a liar. And the thing is that.
I never said you was a liar.
No, but you see, that's why I'm saying, why do I attract liars? You said you are what you eat, right? So
yeah,
this
are.
Is going on your
but,
theory.
No. It's not going against my theory. My theory is correct. Because, again, wherever you at, is what you, in other words, whatever you present to the masses is what you get back in return.
So
that's
I present lies, so I get lies?
Yes.
No, I don't. You see, that's bull cocky. Okay, I'm going to be nice today.
Nah, speak. You always, you know what I'm saying? Speak.
No, I'm not going to come today.
Feel.
It's Sunday. I
this
respect.
Your show. Listen.
I know this is my
show,
but it's a Sunday, and I try to refrain from swear words on Sunday. Now, tomorrow on Crush's show, it's all for, it's a Monday. Hey, it's a free-for-all.
And
but, you know,
Tuesday.
And Tuesday as well. Oh, Tuesday, I'm really going to go in, y'all. You definitely want to tune into, you know, the Honey Pot on Tuesday. You definitely want to tune in, okay? Because it's going to be off the chain. Because City is coming through, and he's going to be basically no holds barred. And I'm not going to hold anything back either, because, you know, I like to chop it up, mix it up when I get ready, you know. So we'll see what he's made of. You know, we're going to see if he's up to snuff. And if he can deal with, you know, my personality.
Yeah, you have a strong personality, too. Word up.
Yeah.
For real.
I do.
You're like,
yeah.
Wow.
That's right. When I start getting angry, woo, yeah. Fangs and everything come out. I'm a man eater.
I know. Anger, fire, everything. Smoke.
Fire burn out here. Burn. But you see, that's when he comes up acting like a boss. Then I got to say, listen, no. Because you got that alpha in you. He's got that alpha, ladies. And we all know about that alpha.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm alpha. I do this. That's what I say goes. I'm like, okay. Sometimes you just have to let them go, ladies. You just have to let them go.
Let them go.
I mean, just let them chatter. And just say, okay, yes, you are alpha, yes. But we all know who's pulling the strings, ladies. We all know. Anyway,
back to what
we were saying.
Don't get it twisted, ladies. Don't let her brainwash you.
We know. Ladies.
I know. Ladies. How many ladies doing out there?
We know what's up, ladies.
Somebody really needs to call in and state your opinion.
You know, true that. Somebody need to, you know.
Where everybody at tonight? Where everybody at?
You know what? It's the Grammys coming on and everybody. Oh, my God. Walking Dead is coming back on at 9 o'clock. Oh, my God. I got to get ready for that. It's coming back on. And I'm a Walking Dead fan. Love it. But anyway, back to the show. Now, we're going to let City, because I explained my side. I explained why women are so disgruntled and angry with the BS that the men be putting on. So I want to hear him get at the ladies now. So let me get ready. Let me get my pad and pen, because, you know, I got to hit these points. So as he talks, I'm going to be jotting down, because I don't want to miss a thing. Okay? So, Mr. Big City,
yes.
You have the floor. Come in.
No, like I said, I'm gonna cut it short, sweet, and simple, because I'm not a long-winded person like that to talk about things. My, you know what I'm saying? On certain things. Because, again, I've actually said what I said earlier. You know, there's a lot of bitter women. There really is. It's a large population of black women who are bitter towards black men. And it ain't every man. Every man out here is not out to hurt you. But y'all put this frequency notion. All men are dogs. But I keep saying this, and I'm going to keep saying this until I turn gray, old and gray.
You almost there.
You ain't date everybody. You know what I'm saying? You ain't date everybody on earth. So how you going to say all men are dogs? It's the people that you select, because you are the person who makes the final decision in terms of if you want to talk to a dude. You're the only people, you're the only person that make that final decision. Again, if a person is showing you certain attributes about their personality, then you have the option to whether you leave or you stay. You're in control of that situation. A lot of women are like, oh, let's get the benefit of the doubt. How you give a man the benefit of the doubt if he up in your face cursing you out? I mean, you know what I'm saying? If he opens his face, he's going to punch you in your face or something like that. Like, come on. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, that's all I got to say for right now. Because I'm going to wait till Tuesday, and I'm going to drop it hard on Tuesday.
Oh, for heavens. Okay. Well, I say this to your claims about the B women. And my thing is this. You're saying that we basically select them. Let me tell you something. You men out there, the ones who wear the sheep's clothing, but you're nothing but a wolf underneath. Okay, there's a lot of that going around, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what y'all say, that we hide behind makeup and Maybelline and we don't haul, you know, show our real selves. Well, guess what? You guys don't show your real selves either, okay? Not at all. Y'all walk around here acting like, you know, you're God-fearing, you know, talk about some amen, praise the Lord. Knowing good and well, you're full of the devil. Okay? I don't know how many men I have met that sat up there and said, oh, you know, I'm this, you know. The last idiot I met said he was the minister. He was a minister in a church. Okay? But yet he's sending me pics of his ding-dong. Now, what kind of minister in a church is sending me pics of his ding-dong? Okay? But you want to sit up here and talk about the Lord with me? And then out of the blue, now we're having good conversation now, Derek. Good conversation back and forth. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Decent conversation, talking about this and that and this and that, out of the clear blue. I'm talking, you know, typing a response. Next thing I know, boing, this old big old pick of his Johnson come popping up on my feed. I'm like, what?
Did you ask him to see it?
No, I did not.
Some of y'all women.
Oh, you know what? No, don't you go there.
Let me see what you're working with. Let me see what you're working with before I even talk to you.
No.
What about that?
Now, you know good and what? No. No. It was none of that. You know what? It was
you.
None of that. You know what? It was none of that. Okay?
Yeah,
all right? You know what? Okay.
Whatever.
We got a caller on the phone. I'm not even paying you any mind. We have a caller on the phone. And I hope that, you know, they come for you, because, you know, you're absolutely ridiculous. Okay? So I don't know. It's a bunch of ones. So I guess the person has their thing on block. You know, sending me a dingling pic. Anyway, hi, good evening. Thanks for calling the Brick House. State your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, this is LaCrush, calling from Brooklyn.
Who are you?
LaCrush?
Well, I don't know who this is. Who this is?
It's LaCrush calling from Brooklyn.
Hello, LaCrush calling from Brooklyn. Is this the real LaCrush or is this the imposter LaCrush?
Nope, this is the real LaCrush.
Okay.
And Derek, I cannot wait till Tuesday, sir. I cannot wait till Tuesday.
Too,
I came in on the end of the convo, on the end of you speaking, but I cannot wait till Tuesday, because I do remember you telling me the reason why men cheat is because they can.
Yes.
That in itself, that line in itself basically defines all men are dogs.
Mm-hmm.
It defines it. But I'm gonna leave that for Tuesday. I'm gonna leave that theory for Tuesday.
But guess what? I'm gonna break it down to you on Tuesday and tell you why.
No! Don't break it down to me now. Break it down to me on Tuesday.
I said on Tuesday.
Break it down
I'm
on Tuesday.
Break it down to you. Because again, that does not classify all men as dogs. It doesn't classify all men as dogs. I said the reason why people do it
mm-hmm.
is because they can, and I'm gonna explain to you why
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody tune in on Tuesday for that talk, because it's gonna be thought provoking.
Mm-hmm.
We're gonna have to explore
this little theory of yours.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, see, I ain't got no willingness to do this. I'm breaking the chain. I'm trying to share with y'all what y'all do, because a lot of times it's y'all fault.
What chain? What chain are you trying to break?
Mm-hmm.
The theory in terms of what y'all say, you know, in regards to these relationships that y'all seem to be in.
I think first of all, we need to clarify what's a dog. Because you say all men are dogs, but all men have done dogish activities, right?
I never said all men are dogs. I said you all said that all men are dogs.
That's what I'm saying. So you say they're not dogs, but yet all men have done dogish ways.
And so have women. I mean, you all. Let me say this to you, real talk. Y'all women are masters at cheating. So what are you saying? Y'all created the cheating.
But we never denied it.
Come on. Y'all for nothing.
We've never denied it. I don't know about the rest, but I've never denied it.
So then don't come and say all men are dogs and all that. Well, y'all dogs yourselves.
Okay. But I can still say y'all dogs. It doesn't matter.
And
we got a legit argument. But what I'm saying is, I've never heard a woman, never. I've never heard a woman deny it. You call her a bitch, she's a bitch. She's a bitter bitch, she's a bitter bitch. She's accepted with pride. I've never heard her say, nah-uh, not me. I don't do that. All women are not like that. No, we take it with pride. Y'all say we angry? Okay, we angry. Whatever label y'all give us, we accept it.
I know, because y'all are. That's the thing.
Okay.
You know,
all right, then.
Again,
so if we're dogs, then men are dogs.
The majority of women are bitter. The majority are bitter, plain and simple, because they've chosen the wrong type of people to associate themselves with, and now they want to classify everybody, put everybody in classification. You can't put everybody in a classification. For example, if you date Ashy, you are Ashy. Plain and simple. It's who you decide to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
If it's not all men are dogs. But y'all are, for the simple fact that y'all have the mentality that y'all can do anything y'all want.
No, I didn't say that. Okay, but that's all right. That's your opinion, entitled to your opinion. But guess what? On Tuesday,
everything we're talking about, men being dogs, women being dogs, all that boils down to what?
I'm not going to say no more in regards to anything. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday. We're talking about love. Let's go back to love. And we'll get back to the dog thing on Tuesday. You dig? Dig. Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Why you ain't saying nothing? Why you got quiet?
What are y'all listening? You know, if I talk, you say, listen. For heaven's sake. Oh, goodness gracious. Exhausting. Okay. My thing is this, with the whole,
mm-hmm.
we're going to chop that up on Tuesday. I don't want to, you know, get it started here, and then Tuesday we look at each other like, what? We already said that. So let's leave that conversation for Tuesday. And then let them tune in on Tuesday. Why are we giving them everything free right now? So Tuesday, you guys definitely want to tune in. We're going to be talking about cheating and why men cheat. And Big City's going to get up there and try to explain what he's talking about, because I quite frankly don't get it. Maybe it's just I don't know.
No, I understand. But you know, like I said, I'm looking forward to the dialogue and stuff like that. You know, I'm looking forward to the dialogue on Tuesday with y'all. As always, always a blessing to be able to politic with y'all ladies, because y'all ladies, you know, are smart.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate the dialogue. I enjoy the dialogue. I enjoy debating with y'all.
I know you do. I know it just sure makes
do.
Your millennium to make me angry.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah, I know. So,
always.
Definitely,
especially
you know,
you
got... Anyway, you guys definitely want to tune in on Tuesday. That's going to be a very live discussion, you know, a little live conversation. And it'll be interesting, to say the least. So you're definitely going to want to call in and be a part of that. Definitely, no doubt, no doubt, no doubt. So that being said, Crush, what do you have coming up for tomorrow, since you're already on the line? What do you have coming up tomorrow? Is Crush there, or is she gone? I guess she's gone.
I guess she's gone.
Okay, I don't hear anything.
Right.
I hear a bunch of static.
Technical difficulties, I guess.
Exactly. So I put her on mute for now. I'll go back and see if she's still there in a minute. Because all that popping and crapping and popping like popcorn in my ear. So, definitely you want to tune in. I don't know what she has on tap for tomorrow, so I don't want to tell you something tell out of school. So, I guess when she comes back, she'll tell you what she got going on tomorrow. I think tomorrow is Spoken Memoirs, Open Mic Night. I'm not really sure. But I believe that's what it is. Let's see if she's ready. Is she there? Is she back? Crush, are you back? No, she's still gone.
No.
Yep, she's still gone. Put her back on mute. Okay. So... next week, Big City, is you're going to be here, you're going to be incognito next week. I'm not really sure.
Most likely, probably, no. Next week,
mm-hmm.
and I may not, I'm not really sure of it yet.
Okay.
I'm not really sure, but if I'm not, I would definitely be on air with you all next Sunday. To talk about, you know, ex-Valentine's Day thing or whatever, I guess. You know, what everybody did and, you know, what everybody did and all that good stuff. And, you know, basically that's
okay.
it. But oh, and it's All-Star Weekend, so, you know, that's the good.
Yes,
it's the All-Star Weekend in New York. It's going to be so many parties going on this weekend. It's cray-cray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. It sounds like it's going to be a good time. Definitely.
Yeah, it is. And you know, in New York City, we know how to part. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So, City, hopefully,
yeah.
I'm going to see, hopefully you'll be here next week. Because
mm-hmm.
I really, next week's show, I would really, really hate for you to miss it. Matter of fact, if you're not going to be available, I'm going to postpone that show until you are available, because this is definitely
okay, cool.
a show
okay, cool.
that I want you
okay,
on.
Okay, cool. So, all right, cool.
And,
but like I said, I won't know until, you know, I'll let you,
okay.
I'll keep you posted.
That's cool.
I'm not sure yet.
All right, so.
Because I really want to be here on Sunday, too, next Sunday.
Okay, so pending City's availability, let me tell you what next week's show is going to be about. This month is Black History Month. Shortest month of the year. We can get into that later. But Black History Month is February, officially. And what we're going to do, pending City's situation next week, because he really has to be here on this show, because City and I politic, you know, a lot. And we discuss a lot of things. And this was something that City actually hit me to. And I was fascinated by it. And I said, wow, I have got to find out more. So me being the internet, you know, library type investigator that I am, I had to read up more on this. But we're going to be talking about unsung heroes next week. If City is not available next week, this will be pushed back to the following week, which will be, I believe, the 22nd. Okay? So, if he's not here next week, which would be the 15th, we are going to postpone this until the 22nd. And the reason why I say that is because we're going to talk about unsung black heroes. You know, we all know who Martin Luther King was. Everyone can tell you who's Martin Luther King. A kindergartner could probably tell you who Martin Luther King was. And we all know who Barack Obama is, President Barack Obama. He's the first black president of the United States. But many people may not know about the guys who made a difference in history, but they weren't really put on blast. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And basically what we want to do is, and what City hit me to, was a gentleman. He was a warrior, I like to use that term, by the name of Hannibal. City, remember that conversation we had? Hannibal was amazing. I'm not going to go into it because I want City to take the lead on that one, because I was blown away when he told me what he told me. At first, I ain't gonna lie, I was like, for real? Are you serious? Then I actually read and I said, whoa, he was right. It blew me away. So I love learning new things, and people put me down on new stuff, because then once you give me a bloodhound, you give me a scent and I'm like on the trail. I'm like, I got to find out everything there is about this. So that's definitely something we want to discuss. Nat Turner. A lot of people, you know, I realized the other day I told you I had a conversation and this woman had no idea who Nat Turner was. And when I said, you don't know who Nat Turner is, she said, ooh, the one that sang Unforgettable? I said, oh, my God, that's Nat King Cole. No, that's not Nat Turner. And I was shocked that this woman had no idea who Nat Turner was. And Nat Turner was an individual that we're going to get into. We're also going to get into Crispus Attucks. Does that name ring a bell?
Yeah, I remember Crispus Attucks, the first black man to die in one of the Civil Wars.
Yes, that is a significant. He was the first,
and he was a slave. He was a lady.
Yes,
he was a slave.
He was. See, yes. So these are guys that we really don't hear about that much. You know. Also, another one I want to throw at you: Sojourner Truth. What did Sojourner Truth do?
She was known for the Underground Railroad.
Sojourner Truth, she assisted with it, but she was really known for women's suffrage. She was the one that wanted equal rights for women, and she had the famous speech titled, Ain't I a Woman? And I'm going to read a part of that speech on that show for you, because it's a powerful speech. And what it was that women were doing a lot of work, and they weren't getting notarized for it. They were basically like, okay, yeah, well, and she's like, well, wait a minute. Man, get this. Why I can't get this? She was one of the first black women to stand up and say, well, listen here. You know, man getting that. Okay, he's a slave, but he still gets something. Can I get something, too?
I get something.
She's one of those. You know, so definitely we're going to get into Sojourner Truth and some other names, you know, that you may not know. I know everyone probably may or may not know who Madam C.J. Walker was. That was the first, one of the first black entrepreneurs.
One of the first black millionaires, to be exact,
Yes.
Black women.
So we're definitely going to get into some of these. I got a whole good list planned up for us.
And she was a great businesswoman. I mean, she started up, hair products for black people.
Yes, she did. So these are people that have made a difference in our lives, and it's not even really that you don't really hear about it. But these are things and liberties that we take for granted. But these people paved the way for you to have Jerry curls. They paved the way for you to have a perm. They started this, you know what I'm saying? They paved the way for you to be free, for you to get equal rights. You know, these are our leaders. These are our unsung heroes, and we are going to celebrate them next week, pending City's availability. If he is not, then this show will be on the 22nd, but it's going to be a wonderful show. Everybody needs to tune in, and this is basically something that, you know, you can tune in. You can learn something. Then, you know what, then you can – I don't recommend having your kids listen to us because, you know, sometimes we get a little bit off the hook. So what you can do is you can take the information, you know, down, and then, you know, disseminated against, you know, against your children. Just tell them, listen, this is so and so and so, and you never know. I mean, if somebody would have basically made history interesting for me, I would have really, really taken to it. I didn't get into history until I got older, because I thought history was boring because I didn't have a good teacher, you know. And had I had a good teacher, like a lot of my friends had very good teachers and they were into history, I didn't see the point of it. But now, as an adult, you know, I see now how it shapes who we are today, what went on then, because my mother always said, ain't nothing new under the sun, which is true. You know, what happened then is happening now. But it's just amazing to see how much
black people given basically little or nothing at all triumphed. It's an inspiration. And here we have everything at our disposal and fingertips, City, and we do absolutely nothing to take advantage of it.
That's,
you know,
right. That's
so
true. That's true.
It's amazing how, you know, they had nothing back then. Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to fight against stereotypes and racism and everything else. And here we are, the freest that our race has really ever been, the freest that our people has really ever been, and we don't do anything to take advantage of anything. You think they
right.
could go into a bank and get a loan, you know, and then things like that, like we can do today, and we don't. So it's really food for thought, and I really want everybody to think, you know, until, you know, get your thoughts together for the next show and just, you know, think about what you want to, you know, and call in and just maybe you can hip us to an unsung hero that we haven't heard about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learning curve. We're all constantly evolving and learning, okay.
Right.
So it's a good thing. Definitely, definitely mm-hmm. going to be an excellent show. City, I'm looking forward to you going in on Hannibal and basically who Hannibal was and what he did. You know, I don't want to, like I said, get into it right now, but it's amazing what someone can accomplish just with a thought. You know, the human mind is amazing. You know,
right.
the thought, you know, the power mm-hmm. of positive thought. Just saying, I can do this, and
right.
actually do it is amazing. So,
right.
shout out to all our unsung heroes that we're gonna talk about. Shout out to all of them. All right, City, in closing, you want to give a shout-out to anybody? We're just about to close the show. Anybody you want to shout-out or recognize?
I'm going to recognize and give a shout-out to my brother. You know what I'm saying? He's 20 years old, and he's really, really talented. He has a group, and I don't remember the name of the group yet, but I will remember it next week. But he's doing big things. He's making music. You know, he's a rapper. He speaks about positive stuff. You know what I'm saying? He's like sort of like a Common type of his flow is like Common type of stuff. I want to give him a shout out and big him up and tell him keep up the good work. And, you know, I'm gonna have him on the show soon. So,
oh, wonderful.
So y'all can hear some of his music and stuff. But he's really talented. He has about six cats with him. It's actually both my brothers. Two of them that rap, so they have been formulated this group. So just want to send them a shout out, and you know, just want to wish all listeners that are listening, whoever or wherever you at in the world, wish y'all all a happy Valentine's Day. You know, and that's basically it.
Wonderful, excellent, excellent, excellent. Shout out to your brothers for doing something positive and keeping it positive. And, you know, and moving forward and bringing the people forward. That's what I like to hear. I like to hear about young people doing good things and doing bright things. And, you know, it's a good thing. It's very definitely a good thing. So shout out to the brothers of Big City for, you know, keeping it positive and doing the right thing. Prospect, I want to give a shout out to everybody and wish them a happy Valentine's Day. I want to give a shout out to Crush, who had technical difficulties, but she will be on point tomorrow. Tomorrow I take the side chair. She takes the lead. And I'll be in the chat room tomorrow. If y'all want to come in there and mix it up with me, I'll be acting a fool, you know, acting silly, you know. So I'll also be on the line as well. So definitely you want to get at me tomorrow. I will be here on Crush's show, Spoken Memoirs, where she's going to play some wonderful spoken word from my boy, JG the Juggernaut, from Kari Toure, and also maybe we're going to have a little bit from Laurie, who has just relocated to New York. Shout out to Laurie, one of our spoken word, or actually one of our singers. He's a singer, actually. Shout out to Laurie for relocating. And basically, that's it. I'm going to play this last track to get you ready for Valentine's Day, to get you in the mood, to mellow you out. Everybody, make sure you have a good week. Okay, watch it. I think we're supposed to get snow here in New York, but definitely please be careful out there. Wrap up tight. It's cold out there. We want to keep you well because we want to see you next week. Okay, on the Brick House, definitely. Thank you for tuning in today, and we're going to rock it out with Mr. You know what? This is a good one. We're going to rock out to the Isley Brothers.
All right, we're gonna rock out to them.
Yeah.
Yes, they're a good one.
Yeah.
So we're gonna put it in, like, we're gonna mellow
you're
you out.
On baby making music.
Exactly. We're getting ready for Valentine's Day, y'all. Okay. And I'm gonna see a whole bunch of bellies later on. I'm gonna see belly. In September, it's gonna be a lot of bellies walking around. So please.
Yeah, of course.
Yes, definitely. Keep it safe. Keep it real. Enjoy your Valentine's Day, everybody. From myself, Brick, from Big City, from the Boogie Down, and from Crush, who is here in spirit. I want to thank you for calling in tonight, listening to the show. And enjoy your Valentine's Day. And we out, city. We out. Later,
right,
guys.
Later.
Later.